Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Alexa, play 95.7 ESPN.
Playing ESPN Rochester on radio.com.
You're back in the sports bar. Danger and Battaglia, glad you're with us this afternoon. Appreciate you listening at ESPN Rochester on the radio.com app, radio.com rewind. If you miss any parts of the show, you can go back and listen on your terms. We always get excited to talk to 13WM Sports Director Mike Catalano, who the word on the street is, Mike, you're being punished tonight. You're actually making the trek to Buffalo for the Sabres game.
Yeah, I got a buddy of mine tickets for his birthday. He's a big Sabres fan, so we got tickets, so we're heading up there today. At least we get to see Ovechkin play.
At least.
So there's that.
Yeah, there's that.
Right?
Mike, just a quick thought. I mean, where does this team go from here? I mean,
I don't know. You know, they've got to do something. Obviously, you can't have a year like this and somebody's head doesn't roll. This is not, I like Jason Bottrell, and I think as a guy, and I think he's made a lot of missteps. So there's a point where you're going to have to move on. And I think it's definitely would be unfair to Ralph Kruger, but at the same time, my thought would be you bring in a new general manager, you give him an opportunity to keep Ralph's only been there a year. I think it's hard to blame him for everything that's happened when he's only been here a year, but I don't see how you can end this season and not make a major move. And this is not the NFL where you get rid of both coordinators or, you got to do something major. And I would be very surprised if they don't make a move at general manager.
And you lose to a team like Philadelphia, you see them on their streak, not to bring up your Flyers, but you got to look at that with envy, right? I mean, the Flyers look like they've rebounded the way you would hope a team like the Sabres could rebound in the near future.
It's really something to watch the Flyers play. Now, again, this is a team that hasn't done anything in the playoffs, and you know, even with the core guys like, you know, Giroux and Voracek and those players, they never really accomplished a lot recently since it's been a while. So you look at that team and you say, okay, so what's different? And Alain Vigneault has come in and they just play differently. They're oblivious to being on the road and having an issue. They're really oblivious to falling behind in games. The one thing they haven't done has been doing well in first periods. Lately, it's been better. And they just don't seem to get rattled. They seem well-coached. They're deep. They've got a good mix of youth and certainly the veterans. And not just Carter Hart, but Elliott in goal. I mean, Carter Hart's been amazing, but Elliott's been really good. So they don't really have nights off. Again, this is what they won 9 in a row. They're ahead of the Caps, or tied with the Caps now, I guess, for the division. But yes, they went with Vigneault. They went with Cliff Fletcher, a guy who's had success. But these are both considered sort of retreads, but guys with a track record in the NHL. So you wonder if the Sabres should look more that route than the kind of way they've gone the last couple of times.
13WM's Mike Catalano, who is going to that Sabre game tonight. It is a fan. Mike, Josh Norman, a Buffalo Bill.
Yeah.
$6 to $8 million. I understand he only gets that if he makes the team, but your thoughts on the pros and cons of this move from Buffalo?
I don't think there's major cons because, like you said, first of all, even if he makes the team, he's there. It's a 1 year deal. He's 32. He has not been very good lately. I mean, a year ago he's running with the Bulls. Now he's signing with the Bills. I mean, that's what we have with this guy. I know the Bills know him. Okay. And look, I'm a fan of what Brandon Bean has done. I think he's smart. I think he's earned the right to spend money like this. Not crazy money, but it's not nothing because he's done such a good job of fixing the cap for this team. So this is when you make these type of moves. And it's funny because a guy like Norman, I'm reading some guys that are saying this just shows the difference in the Bills because the guy chose the Bills. That to me is not the case here. We're talking about Josh Norman now. He's 32. really a sort of a failed guy with the Redskins.
Yeah.
You got to go way back, you know, 2015 to when he was really good with Carolina, or 16. So you say this and you go, okay, so they got him, but it's not like you're getting Yannick Ngakoue out of Jacksonville, or even Jadeveon Clowney, who's going to have multiple suitors at that position. This is a number two at best corner. So I don't file this under the category of, wow, what a difference it makes in Buffalo, you know, because you've got these guys. But I'm not saying it as a negative. I think Bean looks at things and he's saying to himself, second corner has been a problem. I think Levi Wallace will be back. I think they'll end up, you know, bringing him to camp. And I absolutely believe they're going to be drafting a corner with their one of their nine picks. And they could go, you know, relatively high on that. So what do I think? I think it's a good move in the sense of it gives you a veteran guy that they know. But I'm not thinking this is some guaranteed home run because it's Josh Norman.
Yeah, I mean, I hear a lot of people say, oh, it's a prove-it deal. It's not a prove-it deal. It's a favor. It feels like a favor based on how bad he was last year. I guess, you know, we talked about this a little bit, Mike. If there's a problem, I wish that there would be a little bit of a wider net cast when it comes to bringing these guys in, because now the optics of we're constantly going to the Carolina cupboard and the relationships that stem back to our time in Carolina to kind of fill little pockets and voids, you know, is that the best way to run a business, or should the Bills be in the business of casting a wider net when they're looking for options to fix holes and patch holes in their roster?
I think that's a really interesting point. I like when they bring in veteran guys. I give a good example. A guy like Kirk Coleman, okay? He's not a starter. He's a special teams guy. You bring him in. He's a backup. He knows the system. I think a guy like that, because he knows what you're trying to do, I'm not saying he's a coach out there, but he does know the system, and it's very limited money. I have no problem with those kind of signings because, you know the player, and you know what he knows what his role is. When you look at who they brought in from Carolina, I mean, they give a lot of money to star Latulele, who, you know, the coaches will constantly tell us they love what Star's doing. We knew when he came in, he wasn't going to be a big stat guy. And I think he's a much better player when he's got somebody better next to him. So, you know, it looks like, you know, Ed Oliver helped him a lot this year, but so that helps. But I don't think it's been like a home run signing, but he's a good pro. The other guy that we were supposed to trust because they knew was Kelvin Benjamin, and that was a mess. I mean, they actually gave up assets, brought him in, and he was terrible. And he wasn't a good player, and we know he wasn't the hardest worker, and he's never found another spot in the league, and they knew him. Now, I'm just pointing out that just because you know a guy and have a history with him doesn't mean that means he's a guaranteed success. Josh Norman, I mean, look at some of the stuff he pulled, even when he was really good, you know, and then when he certainly, even when he got to the Redskins and he and Beckham and all, you know, the nonsense that went on. Again, I hope he's really good, but I know there's a certain amount of people, both fans and, to be quite honest, some people I see in the media who automatically just want to give the nod to, oh, it's a good deal. Like I said, I'm not thinking it's a bad one, but it's absolutely a... Okay, let's wait and see what Josh Norman's got when he gets to camp.
Yeah, are we to deduce here it's looking unlikely they'll bring back Kevin Johnson as a result of today's move?
Yeah, it seems that way. I think Kevin Johnson's a pretty good player. They got a whole season out of him, which hasn't been the case for Kevin Johnson. I mean, we say that, and then again, we all know what happens with these guys sometimes where they get out on the open market and the money is just not there. And they come back to a place where, you know, there's some familiarity. They had some level of success, and maybe he comes back at a reasonable number, and he's competing. I mean, right? That's what can happen to a guy based on his history with injuries and all. Now, I'll say that there's so many teams that need corners, and there's so many corners out on the field at the same time. I'm going to bet somebody's going to offer a contract to Kevin Johnson, but it's no guarantees that these guys find the money that they want out there, and then they come back to a place where they're familiar.
13 WHAM Sports Director Mike Catalano joining us in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia on ESPN Rochester. Mike, we were discussing the life cycle of a cornerback in the NFL. There's really kind of three phases of their career. It's the first 2 years where they come in with all the athleticism and really no technique as they learn the technique at the NFL level. Then they get their athleticism. The next 2 years, you're playing at a peak level with high athleticism, great technique, until your athleticism starts to fail. And then all you've got is your technique. And I hate to bring up Nnamdi Asamoah, but it feels like that was kind of his career arc. These are the kind of things that you see out of a lot of corners in the NFL. With all that said, how do you think the Buffalo Bills should proceed with Trey White?
Well, I think his athleticism is still there. He's still a young enough guy. I think he got better. He certainly got better technique-wise. I don't think he's ever going to be a superstar corner. There hasn't been that many of those guys. I mean, he got some big picks last year, made all pro, which is great. And he was considered certainly one of the better corners in the league. I still think he's got a few years of that. One thing I will say about Trey's a worker, Trey's a studier. And I think that'll bode well for him going forward. What should they do? Look, you know, I think for the Bills, it's a good move to get him signed now. Maybe after, you know, we'll have to wait to see what happens with the CBA. But keep in mind the control the Bills still have on him. I mean, they got the fifth-year option, which they'll obviously take. I mean, there would be no reason not to, and they can still negotiate a long-term deal. So that would be for next year, where I think he'd make about $10 million. You know, his salary this year, I think, is only like $1.8 million. I mean, he was, you know, keep in mind, they traded back. He's the 27th pick in the draft. So his rookie contract is lower than, you know, would be if he was a top 10 pick, obviously. And then, you know, you can always be in that position to franchise. So we don't know what the new CBA is going to show. And maybe that's what both sides are waiting for. But I think for the Bills, and you talk about those years, I'd want to get him the money now. I'd want to get the best years out of him now at the right price. And I think I would do it before it becomes an issue. He's your guy. You drafted him. You traded back. We all know who they gave up when they traded back, but Trey's done everything that's been asked of him. And I think he's the kind of guy you want to reward. You also want that shown around your organization that you come in, you do your job. He's obviously outplayed the 27th pick in the draft. That's a first rounder, but I mean, he's an all pro. I think that's the kind of guy you pay. And he's been a really good teammate, too. So I'd get it done sooner rather than later, but I think any time this offseason would be a good time.
Mike Catalano, 13 WHAM, joining us. Mike, there was a report out of Houston. I don't know if you saw this over the weekend or not. DJ Reader is a defensive tackle, 347 pounds. And according to the Chronicle down there, there are three teams that are interested. They cite an anonymous source, the Broncos, the Titans, and the Buffalo Bills. And leading to this, you wonder, okay, there is a connection. Brian Gain would obviously know a thing or two about this, but you're talking big money for one of these defensive tackles that are considered to be the best. Would this be the best spent money here for the Buffalo Bills by paying a tackle that really, to be honest, not many people have heard of entering free agency?
Yeah, that would be really interesting, too, based on, you know, what they have at tackle. I mean, obviously, you know, they still have, Star, like we're saying, as in the interior, and you've got Ed Oliver and Harrison Phillips coming back, we're doing a story. In fact, I think it's going to air this week on Phillips and his comeback. We were up there talking with him in Orchard Park, and I mean, he's ready to go. Again, he's not a proven guy in the league. He's shown very good flashes. But that would be really interesting if they were to make that type of move. Again, I think if you look at, you know, interior defensive line, it's a key thing in this league. I mean, we all think about pass rush, and we all think about guys on the outside making the big money. But I think that's what the Bills would like. I'd be a little surprised if they spent big money there based on what they have. But I it's a report. It's not something I was thinking they were interested in, but their name's going to be attached to a lot of teams because they get that $90 million hanging in their pocket, getting ready for free agency.
Do you think the Bills handle some offensive line concerns in free agency, Mike, or do you think they wait until April for that?
You know, when we were at the Combine, it was interesting to hear both Brandon Bean and Sean McDermott openly talk about Cody Ford moving to guard. Mm-hmm. And they're usually very guarded about that conversation. And, you know, when they're talking like, you know, we want to keep everything open. We don't want to pigeonhole ourselves. I'm thinking, and every other reporter, we're looking at each other like, wow, I mean, it sounds like they really want to move Cody inside. And that could be because they don't think he's a tackle or they think he can be a really good guard. It's hard to tell. Well, when you get to that point, you say, okay, so what do they have at tackle? And I think they might very well. I mean, Ty Ensekhe was good when he played, but he's an older player and he's had injuries and he had them last year. So do they go for a guy like Big V Vitae from the Eagles, who's that type of player that has started in a Super Bowl? He's been mostly a backup, but you know, he's going to get, most reports are saying he's going to get $7 or $8 million a year. Do they go for a player like that on the right side? Do they go for a veteran guy like Brian Bulaga, who's made money, played for Green Bay, who's been around a long time, stays out there on the field? Do they make that kind of move? Can they make that move and draft a player? Again, you know, a guy that maybe can develop into that guy. So I will not be surprised at all if they're somewhere in free agency with a tackle. Then again, you know, like you say, how much money are you going to spend there? And what faith are you putting in what you can get out of the draft? I don't think they'd go real, real high for a tackle in the draft with some of their other needs. So maybe they'll think they want to plug that hole in free agency first and then turn around and see what they get in the draft to build for the future.
As part of that, they're worried about Quentin Spain walking out the door. And if so, would you see Ford moving over to the left side or Feliciano? You do have a few parts there, but I'm wondering if the idea is to get your best five offensive linemen on the field, that putting Ford inside and getting Ensekhe, whatever you can get out of it, at least you can find some other option. But the idea that Quentin Spain is going to hit it big here coming up next week.
It could be, but maybe they also believe that they think Ford can be better than him, and they drafted him and bring him on the inside. I know they like Feliciano. So, yeah, to your point of having your best five, there's decisions to make, and Ford's under his rookie deal, and you move him inside. And then, of course, then you've got to turn around and go spend money on a tackle. You know, teams have done this. They draft guys early, keep the veteran or sign a veteran. You get a year or two out of the guy, and then the rookie is, you know, ready to come in. So, plus, as we've talked about numerous times here, guys, there's always injuries. It's funny. We talked offensive line and defensive line. What you want on the O-line is five guys who take every snap. On the D-line, it's constant rotation. So there's different ideas of what you're bringing in. All those D-linemen are going to play, and they're going to play multiple snaps every game. If things go the way you want, and look at the way it went this year, for the most part, outside of a little bit of Ford and Ensekhe, and the one time with, you know, a little bit on the interior with Mitch Morris, it was pretty much those five and or six, I guess you would say. And that doesn't happen very often. On the D-line, you sign a guy, you bring a guy in, they're all playing. You're all getting multiple snaps. So it's a little different mindset with the two lines of scrimmage.
Mike, last question. I know this is a topic we've touched on before, but ever-changing story, Tom Brady. Tom Brady, maybe we get some clarity by this point next week. Maybe not. Danger and I are kind of divided there. I say he's gone. Danger will believe it when he sees it. Where do you come down right now?
Well, there is definitely a big part of it says I'll believe it when I see it. I do think Tom Brady wants this whining and dining. I think he wants to be loved. I think he wants to be courted. I really do. I mean, Peyton Manning did it, right? Now, again, he was coming off that injury, but I think Manning loved it at that time. And we've seen LeBron do this. LeBron's a guy that was never really courted. Everybody knew out of high school he was going to the NBA, so he never got courted. And he was with Cleveland. And, man, he loved, you know, being courted. Brady might be 43, but I think he's going to love every second of this. So I would say this. Is there a possibility he does all the courting and then turns around and goes back to Foxborough? Absolutely. But I think he's going to I will be stunned if there's a deal with Brady with the Patriots before free agency. He's going to go into it. The New England people are going to have to hear all about the visit. Who's coming to visit King Tom, wherever they're going to meet, and he's going to love it. and he's gonna get that outside of Foxborough love. I mean, come on, I was at the Syracuse game last week, and he got booed in Syracuse, right? In Syracuse. I mean, I know it's the Bills and Giants, whatever, but he got booed. I mean, that's Brady. So does he want to walk into another place and all of a sudden Chargers fans, if there are any, or Vegas fans, if there are any? I mean, they're all going to love Tom if he walks in there, and I think he's going to play that up. I would honestly, didn't Brady tell somebody today, he doesn't, I think it was Charlie Weiss, must have been on some show, and he said, you know, even Tom says even he doesn't know. Okay. Yeah, Tom knows, I think, what he wants to do. But I can see him playing this out, and it would surprise me, but it would not stun me at all if he ended up going to another team.
13WHAM Sports Director Mike Catalano joining us in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia. Mike, let our audience know what's cracking over at BuffaloPlus.com.
Oh, we got a lot up there. Well, first of all, I did a story on Norman and my thoughts on the Bills signing and how he fits into their defense. Plus, we've got stories on free agency, prospects for the Bills, and also draft picks, who they should be looking at wide receiver, who they should be looking at on the defensive line. We're going to keep that up, leading right into free agency and then all the way through the draft. And I'll be up at the Sabres tonight breaking down the All 12 video of the hockey game tonight. So if you want me to come in and break down the line changes for you, you got it.
Our thoughts are with you tonight, Mike.
Godspeed.
Come on. Hey, how about this? How about the Sabres will win? And they could win, right? They could win tonight, right?
Sure.
Probably not. Huh?
No.
Does it matter at this point? If they win. I mean, this is March. This is kind of what we've come to expect out of this organization at this point.
Remember they were saying meaningful games in March.
Yeah.
Well, they're meaningful for the Caps. They were meaningful for the Flyers. So they are meaningful. Yeah. They're just not meaningful for Buffalo.
That's nice.
It's a shame. Sabres fans, this is obviously, Sabres fans deserve better than this. They put up with too much crap. It's just got to get to the point where it gets better. And I'm interested in getting a feel of what the crowd is like tonight. I don't know if it'll be any worse than it is at another game, but I just kind of want to sense a little bit of how disgusted fans are. And if it just gets to the point of apathy, which is the worst thing you can have, and then, you know, then, like I said in the beginning, guys, they're forced to make a move.
I think we're at that point.
Yeah.
I went from hate watching to... Oh,
yeah, I was going to say, tonight, Mike, tell us if they're anything but apathetic tonight at the arena. That would be interesting to see. Appreciate your time as always. Have fun tonight, Mike.
All right, let's go, Matt.
Hey, there it is. 13WHAM's Mike Catalano joining us in the sports bar, Danger and Battaglia here on ESPN Rochester.
By the way, I'm working opening day, trying to get the executive producer to sign off on me seeing Mets and Nats. So okay. I've got baseball fever.
You're ready. Yeah,
I mean, I'm ready.
You got a 60-degree day today. Get you in the mood. Good stuff from 13WHAM Sports Director Mike Catalano. You can check that out on the radio.com app. ESPN Rochester, radio.com rewind. Listen to any portion of the show that you may have missed on your terms. Think of it as like a DVR, except with audio. Cool stuff.
Yeah, which we'll get to this in shots later. Could get you in trouble too if you see something.
Yeah, if you say the wrong thing. It's going to get us one of these days, Gino. One of these days, some hero is going to hear an off-color comment by you or I, and it's going to result in our career. That's all. No big deal.
Yeah, I don't think I would want this. Yeah, we better be careful.
Yeah. NFL appetizers next. We go around the NFL, the top news and notes from the day, and it's brought to you exclusively by Alex's Place, making mouth-watering barbecue baby back ribs for over 25 years online at alexsribs.com.
So the Bill story today, Josh Norman will break down the numbers. Yes, he is a Buffalo Bill. What about another former Redskin, Trent Williams? Who's in the market for perhaps trading for the left tackle out of Washington? Some CBA notes, and we're in a really tricky spot here. We'll tell you the latest changes going on with the Players Association, news from the Saints, the XFL, and you waited for it. You waited all weekend for it. You know it's coming. Some hot uniform talk.
Oh, talk to me, Gino.
We have a leak.
A leak?
A leak.
I have a leak. Yes. Hot uniform talk is coming up. All right.
More appetizers in the sports bar.
Yeah. More next, ESPN Rochester.
Push your bandwidth to the limit with ESPNRochester.com. Stream the sports leader on your computer. Read the latest rumblings from the Bills and rumors from the Sabres. Breaking news, expert analysis and opinion, we've got you covered. Plus, on-demand audio and all of the best moments from the sports bar with Danger and Battaglia. Bookmark ESPNRochester.com, the online home of AM 950 and 95.7 FM. The sports leader. ESPN Rochester.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.